Here's something of an ethical dilemma.
Are you ready to go back to Titanic?
The grand ship that sunk 108 years ago lies about 400 miles off the coast of Newfoundland, Canada. This week, a judge in Virginia gave the go-ahead for a salvage company to try and retrieve some buried treasure, ending a years-long court battle. Opponents say the site should remain undisturbed. It's a grave site, after all, and a monument to a tragedy. But the judge ruled that scavengers could retrieve a culturally important artifact, an artifact that was cutting-edge technology when the Titanic left port, a Marconi telegraph machine.
Marconi amazed the world by sending and receiving wireless messages 3,000 miles across the Atlantic. Since its invention, wireless has saved numberless ships and human lives from ocean disaster.
Unfortunately, the Marconi couldn't save the Titanic. We all know the story. The ship hit an iceberg, killing more than 1,500 people on board. The ship's Marconi machine may still have a record of the last messages sent and received, potentially including warnings of icebergs or outgoing distress calls. The Titanic's telegraph operators reportedly kept sending messages until seawater was lapping at their feet. The salvage company, RMS Titanic, says it will honor the ship during its recovery mission and plans to use underwater robots to surgically remove the Marconi unit, they say, with minimal damage.